down here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest, and we would have had Randy Engel on today talking about his book, The Rite of Sodomy, and it goes into homosexuality in the Catholic Church. Now, what most people don't understand is there's been an organized effort for centuries to destroy the Catholic Church. You go back to Adam Weishaupt, and I'm sure it was present even long before 1776, when Adam Weishaupt, who was a defrocked Jesuit, actually established the Order of the Illuminati, whose purpose was to destroy all existing governments and the Catholic Church, which, of course, was the dominant church at that time. But there's been an organized effort to destroy the Catholic Church, and actually not only from without, but from within, by infiltrating it with Masons and with people who were involved in all sorts of perversions, and they've done a pretty good job. Many of the seminaries, you can't get in there unless you're a homosexual. And then we wonder why we have the pedophilia. And all of it is an effort to discredit Christianity. Many of the priests were involved in this, and the bishops and the cardinals are simply used in this whole thing, and the fleshly lusts have been exploited. If you have not read the book Windswept House by Malachi Martin, or heard my interview with him, which is part of our four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, as he goes into the perversion that existed in the Catholic Church, during the 1990s, of course, I talked to Malachi off the air. Although the book he's written is fiction, it was really fact, and he was telling about Cardinal Bernadette. I think he was, he was either Boston or Chicago, who was actively encouraging homosexuality and pedophilia and covering for these moral depraved people who supposedly were representatives of God and were not, and they were there for one reason and one reason alone, that was to discredit the Catholic Church. The book opens with a gripping scene in the basement of the Vatican itself, where there is a satanic ceremony being held, and although they're not doing a real human sacrifice in the basement of the Vatican, why the feigned human sacrifice, the simulated human sacrifice, is timed to occur at the same time a real human sacrifice is taking place, and they're in contact where they are doing the real human sacrifice by telephone. And I asked Father Malachi, is this a true story? And he said, yes, it is. And unfortunately, this is the sort of thing that goes on within the Catholic Church, but not just within the Catholic Church. We have similar problems within the Protestant Church. We have similar problems within Judaism. We have similar problems within all religions today, because there really are satanic and demonic forces that are out there intent upon destroying Christianity and Judaism and the Muslim faith. All of these things are coming to pass today. If you've not yet seen my talk on the forbidden secret, you really need to get it, and then you'll certainly want to get my February newsletter, where I simply quote from Alice Bailey, who talks about how Judaism is outmoded, how the Muslims are basically have a satanic faith, and they're waiting for the Mahdi to come, and how they're going to be able to play one group against the other in this coming great war, which I fear is about to unfold in the Middle East, and it will spread to America. And it will spread here because God is going to bring his judgment on America. We've become a depraved and unappreciative nation, unappreciative for all the wonderful blessings he's given us. When we get back, we'll open our lines if our guest isn't here.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
And back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I, in lieu of Randy Engel, who doesn't seem to have called in yet, why, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. But let me tell you a little bit about Randy. I first ran into him, a number of years ago, after he had interviewed a Dr. Dunnigan, and Dr. Dunnigan actually was a pediatrician who was practicing in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who had attended a meeting back in 1969 where Dr. Richard Day, who was the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, apparently it was sometime in May of 1969 when Dr. Day had addressed a group of physicians in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, Dr. Dunnigan was a pediatrician, and he had actually trained under Dr. Day, who was a neonatician, who was very well known, taught at the university. But by this time, of course, Dr. Day had left the university, was working, or had been working full-time for Planned Parenthood. And he told the doctors at this meeting, go ahead, I want you to turn off your tape recorders and not take notes, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And then he laid out the most incredible story. He said he was associated with a secret group called the Order. And the Order had a plan for America. First of all, there were too many people in the world, and so they were going to have to eliminate large numbers of them. They were going to create new diseases so that they could eliminate large numbers of people. They were going to withhold treatments of cancer because there were already too many people living in the world, and you had to die of something, you might as well die of cancer. They were going to get abortion legalized. Of course, remember, this was 1969, May of 1969. It wasn't until 1973, 4 years later, when Roe versus Wade was passed. But, Doctor, they told them, you know, what we're going to do is encourage promiscuity and sensuality and immorality among the youth, so that when a parent has a 13-year-old daughter who's pregnant, what are they going to do? Are they going to let her have the child and ruin her life, or are they going to be willing to compromise their principles and support abortion? And once they've supported abortion, how are they ever going to criticize it? And then he talked about how they would break down the morals of our society. But some of the things he talked about economically were really so almost prophetic. How they would begin paying athletes, you know, fantastic sums of money. Pay them much more than you'd pay anybody else. And I was thinking of that the other day. They have a pitcher, I think, for the Giants now. We've got a 5-year contract for $50 or $60 million for pitching for the next 5 years. Over $50 million for pitching balls. I think they figured about, you know, that's about $15,000 for every ball he pitches. And yet, of course, they have incorporated him into the pitching lineup there. Anyway, of course, we also have the idea that they were going to pay athletes far more than you'd pay the CEOs of major companies. They were going to begin shifting the production to Japan and other countries. And so we were going to not build as good cars in the United States as they did in Japan. Now, remember, this was 1969. Everything that is happening today was laid out in that discussion, and we have it. I eventually got hold of Dr. Dunnigan myself, did an interview with him. I got the right from Randy Engel to reproduce their 4-tape set. They actually had 3 tapes, and with my tape, it's 4 tapes. And we actually have a transcript of so much of what was said. It's the only one of our 4-tape sets that comes with a transcript. And I have to pay Randy Engel a little subsidy for, or royalty for, using their tapes. But it is the most fascinating story, and I really believe it's true, because now, it was in then June of 1969, just 2 or 3 months later, when David MacArthur went before the House Appropriations Committee, and we actually offer this testimony. We have the complete text of the testimony where Dr. MacArthur goes before the testimony of the Military Appropriations Committee and asks for $10 million to create a new disease that has never existed before, for which there'll be no immune response. And some people think we should not do this because it would be a new form of mass killing, but they wanted the $10 million. They got the $10 million, and they went to work. And, of course, as you know, 10 years later, the first cases of AIDS appeared. And then, of course, in 1981, it was officially renamed the Acquired Immune Deficiency Disease, or Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Under any circumstances, why? Is Randy Engel there by any chance? All right, fine. Well, Chris, then we're just going to have to go ahead and we'll open up our lines at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you'd like to give us a call on this or some other issue. But Randy Engel, of course, we've worked with off and on, but he actually has his own ministry. It's a very strong pro-life ministry, concerned about the moral breakdown in our society. And actually, of course, we've got articles that were, an article was put out in 1970 by the Family Planning Perspective, where they actually talked about how you would begin to limit the population. And one of the things you'd do would be to encourage homosexuality. Encourage homosexuality. And another thing would be to put something in the water that would keep people from being fertile. would encourage the maintenance of the marriage tax. And as you know, according to the income tax, if you get married, it costs you more money than if you don't get married. Why would you want to penalize people who got married? Well, very simply, it's all to do with population control. In fact, much of this is covered in my syllabus called The Hidden Agenda, which goes into water fluoridation, because they do put something in the water to limit fertility. It's called fluoride. And they know what it does. The studies show the profound impact this has on fertility, and actually, of course, makes the sperm less mobile. It cuts down on the testosterone level in men. It increases the incidence of miscarriages in women. And Dr. Frenny's population studies compared areas which were fluoridated with areas that were not fluoridated. Shows that in the fluoridated areas, you had a lower incidence of fertility. And if you lowered the fluoride, you got an increase in fertility. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know that we're poisoning the reproduction of our people. It increases the number of Downs children. What a terrible thing to have a Downs child. And, of course, we used to see this only in older women. Now we're seeing it in ever younger women, because we're poisoning the sperm that they're impregnated with. And many of these sperm have broken tails, and the sperm count goes down, there's a decreased mobility of the sperm. All of this is covered in my syllabus, and we give you the scientific studies to show it. How could you conceal this from an entire population? Well, very simply, in America we have freedom of the press. And if you own the press, if you own the media, you have the freedom to suppress the information. And then they planted their people into the Environmental Protection Agency and the Federal Drug Agency, the FDA, and certainly into the CDC, to conceal the truth about the dangers of water fluoridation. And this gets right back to this whole idea of there are too many people in the world, so we're going to encourage homosexuality. Why? Because most homosexuals don't reproduce. Most homosexuals die younger. And isn't that great? Now, of course, we'll be able to reduce the population all the more, and we condemn so many people to this, not gay lifestyle, but unhappy lifestyle, which is what the aberrant lifestyle of the homosexual really is. They're not happy people, but they're trapped into this by their own sexual desires, and besides that, there's a powerful spiritual element behind everything that's going on today. Whether it be the population control agenda or homosexuality, or yes, there's even a spiritual element behind this effort to push water fluoridation to get mercury into our vaccines and give it to the elderly people so they'll get Alzheimer's disease, and the youth so they'll get autism, and then of course the MSG aspartame that they put in our food, which impacts on the fertility, is carcinogenic, has a profound impact upon the mind, and of course these are excitotoxins. They break down nerve cells and nerve fibers, and they do have an impact on intelligence. And you wonder why it is that when our young people graduate from high school and they're tested competitively with children from other countries, our kids can't compete. They've destroyed the minds of so many of our youth and taken away 5, 10, 20, 30 points in IQ. We don't know how much they've done. We do know that you lose 5 to 10 points of IQ from the fluoride. How much do you use from the mercury? How much do you lose from the aspartame? How many people who might have been geniuses will be just average, and how many people who are just average are going to end up in the moron or imbecile level because they poison their minds? And you got to be pretty evil to do that, but we're dealing with evil people because evil people do evil things. And Dr. Richard Day, who gave that talk back in 1969, laid the whole thing out, and he was almost pleading with the audience, hoping that somebody would be concerned enough to do something. He probably never should have said what he did, because he, of course, became persona non grata, and very shortly after that died. When you are part of the secret society, and he described it as the order, whether he was talking about Skull and Bones, whether it was a parallel organization, I really don't know. But the average individual has never heard of Dr. Dunnigan's interviews. They've never heard. We call the four tape set The New Order of the Barbarians. That's The New Order of the Barbarians. You can get the transcript with it. Read it and decide for yourself. We also carry, of course, Dr. David MacArthur's testimony before the House Appropriations Committee. Copy the original. It's all available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're out in the audience, give us a call at 800-259-5791. We'd love to talk to you. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour. And only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Dr. Tunney's recently retired from practice, and the interviews are 10 years old, but they're prophetic and, of course, increasing. We see, of course, that the American cars are specifically designed not to be able to compete with the Japanese cars. It's all part of this globalist plan to do away with the industrial production here in America and impoverish our people. Well, if we don't get any calls on population control, let me share with you a story that I read this last week. The story of Professor Alan S. Blinder, B-L-I-N-D-E-R. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And give us a call if there's something you'd like to talk about. But Dr. Blinder is a professor of economics at Princeton University. He was formerly on the White House staff as an advisor, former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, certainly an internationally known economist. He has actually written a number of books on globalism, has always been dedicated to this idea of doing away with tariffs. He believes, of course, as Adam Smith had wrote about, in the free market. And the road to prosperity for the whole world is globalism, taking down our tariffs. And then suddenly, recently, Dr. Blinder had an epiphany. And he suddenly began to talk about, do you realize what we've done? Do you realize that there's a potential of losing between 40 and 56 million jobs in America? And we only have 20 million jobs in manufacturing, and all these other jobs are susceptible to be lost. And he began to calculate, now he's changed his figures to 30 to 40 million jobs, that we were going to lose here in America. But that with only 20 million manufacturing jobs, he's pointing out that many jobs in engineering can be done just as well in India as here. And of course, when we have the miracle of connection by cable electronically, he's pointing out that a lot of legal work can be done over in other countries. We don't need to have lawyers in the United States. And he did say that probably divorce lawyers will still have a job here in the United States, but most legal work can be done in other countries. Certainly a lot of the software things, engineering software, so many of the jobs that have been traditionally done in the United States, especially the better paying jobs, can be done just as well in other countries. Now, the whole idea of globalism was certainly we'll transfer the manufacturing jobs to other countries, but then we'll develop new jobs here and probably better paying jobs, and we'll simply retrain the people for these jobs. And he suddenly came to the conclusion that there were very, very few jobs that could not be done in other countries, and that what we were going to do with our globalist programs was transfer our jobs to other countries, and there weren't going to be any jobs for our people here. And so suddenly he's beginning to try to sound a clarion call, and maybe these ideas are no good. And if you go up in the Wall Street Journal page and look up the Alan S. Blinder, B-L-I-N-D-E-R's article that appeared, I think it was the 27th or 28th of March in the Wall Street Journal, they have an interview there with him. And the Wall Street Journal, the reporter says to Professor Blinder, why did you change your position? And Professor Blinder said, I began to think. After I began to read the things written on the Internet, that pointed out that all these jobs we thought we were going to be able to get for the people, would not prepare them because we couldn't do them as cheaply as they would in other countries. And we're going to lose 30 to 40 million, and the figure may go up as high as 56 million people. We're going to lose all those jobs, and there are no jobs to replace them. Imagine what that's going to do to America. Well, of course, Professor Blinder, I really think that he... he's a sincere man. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of the ruling elite of our country. And they've never realized, of course, where they're leading us. Now, the people at the top are the really smart people. They know exactly what's going on. Their purpose is to destroy this country, to impoverish our people, and to enslave our people, to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. But Professor Blinder is suddenly beginning to realize where we're headed. And of course, now he is being criticized. How dare you say these things, Professor? Don't you know that the really smart people are on the other side? You're all alone, and we'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back of the Genesis Communication Network, and our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. If you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. That's 1-800-259-5791. We were talking to you about Dr. Blinder, Alan S. Blinder, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, former advisor to the President, a former vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank, and certainly on the staff at Princeton. He's a professor at Princeton, who suddenly is beginning to say, where are our jobs coming from? We're going to transfer them all overseas, the manufacturing jobs, but there are only 20 million manufacturing jobs. And he went through all of the various jobs in America and came up with the conclusion that we probably lose about 40 million. The figure varies between 30 and 56 million. And where are these people going to get jobs? There are no jobs for them. And there will be no jobs for them. In fact, we're beginning to see this right now as we're seeing, for instance, Circuit City laying off thousands and thousands of their long-term employees who have been making $11 an hour, which is barely enough to live on. And they're going to lay them off and hire new people who work for $8 an hour. And we see Citicorp laying off some 33,000 employees as a cost-cutting measure. all across America why they're laying people off. And, of course, when they come back to work, they're going to get lower wages. And it's all part of the effort to lower our living standards. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. In Cleveland, Ohio, why the city, of course, it has so many abandoned houses that the city is afraid it's going to, even the upper scale neighborhoods are going to begin to look blighted. So they've actually appropriated millions of dollars to send people out to mow the lawns on abandoned houses and have people there to at least do a little gardening so that these areas don't look too ramshackled, because they're afraid if they look too ramshackled, the remaining people living in these formerly well-to-do suburbs will simply move out and try to find something else. I mean, Cleveland, Ohio is going the same way Detroit. Now, Detroit, of course, is a basket case. It's said that in Detroit you can buy a car you can buy a house cheaper than a car, because, of course, there's so many people laid off. I mean, you're talking about houses for sale for between $10,000 and $20,000. Why? Because there's just no jobs there, and people are moving away, and they can't make their payments on their houses, and they're auctioning off houses. There are literally thousands of foreclosures going on in Detroit and in Cleveland and places all across America. We're just beginning to see the beginning of this whole implosion of our economic system that is planned by the elite as they move to impoverish and then virtually enslave the American people. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And since we have nothing really planned, I would look forward to hearing what you have to say. Are you concerned about the coming invasion of Iran? Why in heaven's name would the Bush administration want to invade Iran? Well, you have to understand that it does not make sense. Nothing that's going on. Certainly, we're fighting a no-win war in Afghanistan. We're fighting a no-win war in Iraq. We never went into either one of those countries to win the war. We've been fighting in Afghanistan for almost 5.5 years. And our boys are fighting. Who are we fighting? We're fighting the Taliban. Well, why don't we defeat them? Very, very simply, because they have a sanctuary in Pakistan where they are equipped and funded and trained by the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, that's funded by the Pakistani government, that's funded with your tax dollars. Oh, we keep putting pressure on you. You've got to stop doing that, General Musharraf. We brought Musharraf into power. We're keeping him in power, and he is funding the intelligence agencies. It's funding the Taliban. It's Vietnam all over again. And during Vietnam, of course, as we've heard me say before, the United States and our European allies, but primarily the United States, funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. How do you think it's possible that a country the size of this, the United States, the most powerful nation in the world, could fight a 10-year war against a little country the size of the state of Mississippi and lose that war unintentionally? If you haven't ever read Professor Sutton's talk that he gave before the Republican National Convention back in 1972, it's included in the book, Best Enemies Money Could Buy, or it's going to be the basis of my March newsletter. We've just taken the entire text of the speech that Professor Sutton gave before the Republican convention at that time, and when he got back to the conservative Hoover Institute at Stanford University, his name had been taken off the door of his office. His telephone was disconnected. He was banished to a little room in the basement. He was blacklisted so that he could not get the PhD he was working on. He was blacklisted so he couldn't get a job at any other university. Why? Because he tried to tell the American people the truth, and that is that all during the Vietnamese War, we were funding the North Vietnamese indirectly so we could keep the war going. And that's exactly what we're doing in Afghanistan today. But we can't let the American people know. What about in Iraq? I mean, we've been fighting there for over 4 years. Is it reasonable to believe that we had to have 695,000 American troops amassed to drive the Saddam's troops out of Kuwait in the year 1991, but we thought that we could take and occupy and subdue the entire nation of Iraq with 140 or 50,000 troops. And why has it taken 4 long years before we suddenly decide we're going to put more troops over there? And we haven't put enough troops in there to make a difference. And everybody knows that this is only putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. And our boys are over there simply to be killed and slaughtered. And we've had over 45,000 seriously injured soldiers in Iraq so far, and I think over 3,150, I think is the number as of today, of Americans actually killed. And but how many of those others seriously wounded have lost one leg or both legs or one arm or both arms or been blinded or deafened? And we're not trying to win the war. I mean, we've got separate armies working over there. We have left the private armies, the private Shia armies intact. Where are they getting their funding? They're getting it from the United States government. Then we have the Sunni insurgents. Where are they getting their money? Well, of course, if you read the article that was written by Seymour Hersh and in the New Yorker magazine in, I believe, March 5th of this year, that's last month, March 5th, edition of the New Yorker magazine, he will tell you that we're putting all sorts of money out to these various groups trying to destabilize the Syrian government. And in the process, a lot of this money is getting in the hands of the bad guys, the very Sunnis that are fighting the Shias. You know, and we're, of course, in the middle being killed by both sides, both the Shia and the Sunnis, but predominantly by the Sunni insurgents there. And of course, we've got 5 wars going on. We've got a war going on by various components of the Shias. We've got wars going on between the warlords and the Sunnis. We've got the Shias fighting the death squads, fighting the Sunni death squads. We've got Al-Qaeda. We've probably got 1,300 to 2,000 Al-Qaeda. That's all we've got there. And yet, of course, we're told, oh, we can't pull out over there. If we were to pull out, why, the terrorists would follow us home, all 1,300 of them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all fraudulent. But, of course, it's leading up to the coming war with Iran. This is the thing that's been planned all along. But we can't tell the American people. Well, we've got a caller on the line. Who do we have? Who's calling? Florida. Hi, hi, how are you doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. It's funny. I wonder how they keep track. What you were just talking about first is that how do they keep track of who's the enemy all over the world? They must have some massive supercomputer. How do they remember who's the enemy with so many different enemies?
We have troop stations in over 130 nations throughout the world. Why do we have troop stations in 130 nations? Because we got an empire and we're running everything. I mean, we've got most of the leaders of the world that are under our control, men who are willing to go along with our plan for this world government. That's what it's all about. That is the basis of American foreign policy, is to bring about the world government under the rule of the Antichrist. And our leaders, at least a few of them, know exactly what's coming down the line. Why do you think it was that George Herbert Walker Bush, the president's father, talked about the New World Order? That was a term he didn't coin. It was coined by Alice Beatty, who was a Luciferian. Why did George Herbert Walker Bush talk about the 1,000 points of light? That wasn't his term. That was a term of Alice Beatty, and she got that from the demonic spirit that controlled her, a demonic spirit that channeled 20 books through her named Joao Cool. So, I mean, what we're doing, of course, is antagonizing the whole world, and soon the whole world will turn against America. And then, of course, we're going to be terrible retribution on this country, and I believe God's going to bring terrible retribution on America.
How can the American people be so foolish as to not understand what's going on here?
Because their minds have been lulled. Television is a terrible, terrible thing. And nobody is telling them the truth. They're not getting it from the media. They're not getting it from their leaders. And they're certainly not getting it from their Christian leaders.
Well, we manage to find the truth because we go to other sources. How come the American people are so lazy that they won't look beyond their click box?
Well, our job is, of course, is to try to get people to begin listening to our programs and try to find us, to try to prove us wrong. And, you know, it's amazing when people really do try to prove us wrong and then find we're right. That is when the epiphany comes, and like Professor Alan S. Binder, suddenly they begin to think. And I'll never forget, I was just watching the interview with Professor Binder just yesterday up on the Wall Street Journal webpage, and his remark was, I began to think after I've read the articles on the Internet.
Well, you know, there used to be a station in South Florida that broadcast a lot of honest, truthful things, and lo and behold, when they got to be popular, they were bought out and made into a sports channel.
Isn't that interesting? And that's happened all across America, as you know. Either that or they make them into a music channel or a Spanish channel. But
yep.
Right now we still have the Internet, we have shortwave, and thank goodness for that. And as
thank
long
goodness.
As we can... Go ahead.
Well, also, you know, you're talking about Professor Binder, whatever his title was.
Blinder, B-L-I-N-D-E-R.
Oh, yeah, that's a perfect name for him.
Right.
He had blinders on.
The thing the blinders off, right.
Wow, he finally took his blinders off. That's good. Anyway, the reason they really want people so impoverished, so they'll take all the jobs in the prison system, because that's just about the last business left in America, is locking up the indigent, the poor, the children, torturing the children. So they'll be able to have people that'll work for $10 an hour and click their heels when the orders come in and do whatever they're told. And that's the real reason. And join the military.
You're absolutely right. And there's a fascinating article in the last couple of days in the New York Times talking about what's going on in Zimbabwe. Of course, that's the old Rhodesia. And there we have a ruthless Maoist who's brought to power by our government. And Henry Kissinger promised the people of Rhodesia, if things ever got out of line, America would come to their rescue. And, you know, Henry Kissinger's promise and $10 to buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks any day of the week.
Well,
doesn't it seem
like anything the CIA touches, and I consider them the enemy of America, anything they touch comes back 10 times over in I would say, demonship.
You're absolutely right.
But there are people making money on it, and the Bush family is one of them.
But
and
there
James
are
Baker's another, and Kissinger's another.
But there are spiritual forces that are energizing these people. And until we recognize that this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield, none of this makes any sense. But in Rhodesia today, the reason that Mugabe is able to keep his position of power is because there are no jobs out there. And if you want to have a job and an income, you have to work for the police or the military. And so the people have done just what you said. They've gone to work for the police or the military, and they're afraid not to obey for fear they're going to lose their job. And then they'll starve like the common people. They have 1,700% a year inflation in Rhodesia.
Yes,
1,700%. Do you have any other point? Because we've
got
Peter
calling. Remind you that when they were blasting the bits out of Iraq and Afghanistan, the people were sitting at their televisions watching TV in the bars and getting drunk and whooping it up, thinking they were in on the deal. That's how sick and demented they are. And the devil does have us by the tail, doesn't he?
But I'll tell you what, I'm really very, very concerned. There's going to be a price to pay. And I think, of course, as this thing advances, we're going to see the same chaos here in America. And maybe, just maybe, it's the best thing that can happen. It's going to take something like that to jar people out of their apathy and get them off the bar stools. So look at it from that point of view. Maybe God is going to use this for good.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Maybe when it gets
well.
Bad enough for the average person to wake up, but hopefully it won't be too late.
Amen to that. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Amen, my brother. Thank you.
Exactly what you say. Let's go to Rita, who's calling us from Colorado. Hi, Rita. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. You know what? I'm really interested in I never hear, you might talk about it sometimes, but I don't hear about it, is your time in South Africa.
No, that was a wonderful experience. I was the senior surgeon at the Pelonomi Black Hospital, and I had about 80 beds and 160 patients. So half of my patients had to sleep on the floor, and I had a large staff there. But it was a wonderful time to get away from all the cares of the world and just practice medicine. I learned so much, and I got a great respect and great feeling for the people of South Africa. And they're good people, they're intelligent people. But, of course, they're being manipulated today, both black and white. And, you know, it's a, It was a wonderful country. The black was far better off. They were working through the problems. They're beginning to integrate sports, beginning to integrate the neighborhoods, beginning to integrate the schools. But the leaders of the American State Department didn't want a solution. They wanted a problem so that they could bring the chaos that's prevalent all throughout South Africa today. And they've done a great job. I mean, Africa today, I mean, there are about 10 times as many murder and rape per capita as we have here in the United States, as bad as things are here. And of course, the economy is terrible. There's about 50% unemployment. They do have inflation under control, I'll say that for them. But certainly the country is turning rapidly, you know, away from the principles of freedom that everyone had hoped for, and I see very little hope for the survival of South Africa. I think it's going to go the same way that Zimbabwe has, unless God intervenes. But maybe, of course, he will intervene. Maybe he'll intervene here. Only when times get bad do people begin turning towards the Lord. There is a tremendous growth of Christianity in South Africa, both the blacks and the whites today. And who knows, maybe one day South Africa will be able to come over here and help us, because we're going to need a lot of help. Terrible things lie in wait for America. If God is just, he's going to bring his justice on this country. God bless you, Rita. Thank you so much for calling. And
thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
at 544-8927. Now, we have a great new DVD. It's called Forbidden Secret, and it will tell you a secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years from generation to generation, and how that is influencing America's foreign and domestic policy today. It's simply my talking, and of course we've added a lot of things to it to make it more interesting, but Forbidden Secret we recommend to you. It's available today in DVD form by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want it in video, you can call and order it. We'll have that in hopefully within a relatively few days. But Forbidden Secret is, well, it will give you information you have never had elsewhere, and I promise you it will explain to you what's really going on and why, for instance, President Bush concluded his first inaugural speech on January 20th, 2001, talking about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. And then he concluded saying, yes, there really is an angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs the storm. And what was he talking about? Well, you'll know after you hear my talk. So Forbidden Secret is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We really need to get this out. And, of course, we have my traditional talk, Brotherhood of Darkness, the book that goes with that. Then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there want to get a DVD or the four-tape set of Constance Cumby, and we do have those available. And then we have, of course, the book she wrote, The Hidden Ages of the Rainbow, and she did this 25 years ago about the New Age movement, which was truly a Luciferian movement, where some of the leading people in the United States are part of this. Her DVD is fascinating, video of DVD, fascinating to watch. And then, of course, we also have, some of the items that you will need if we do go into the period of chaos I'm concerned about. And if you've not laid any good storage of food or water, barrels or pumps to get the water out of the barrels, or all the things you really need for difficult times, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you a free catalog. But if you've got a catalog, don't put off getting your order in. Prepare now. We do not know when it will be too late. But once this thing comes down, and, of course, once we go into a period of chaos and crisis, you're not going to be able to get the things you need. You need to lay in a supply of health products. Some of them you're going to have to get from your pharmacy, but many of the vitamins and minerals and other things that you can get through Radio Liberty, things like oil of oregano and antibiotic and things that will help boost your immune system, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like either the health catalog or the emergency food catalog or just our regular catalog. They're available through Radio Liberty. If you've not yet seen Chris Pinto's great new DVD, it's called Riddles in Stone. It's the secret architecture of America's capital. Only by understanding really what was going on at the time when they laid the cornerstone for all of the buildings in Washington, D.C., can you understand that even then America's destiny was being planned. And you will see interviews with many of the country's leading occultists. I mean, this is an amazing DVD. I'm proud to be. I have a little part to play in it, but very, very small. But Chris has done a wonderful job, that and his other DVD, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and, of course, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Help us, please, while there's time.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead,
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And this afternoon we were to have had an interview with Mark Amaro Pinkham, who is, of course, the co-director of the International Order of Gnostic Templars and its associate Seven Rays of Healing School. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to be able to get Mr. Pinkham on the line, although he was scheduled to be here, but is the author of a book called Return of the Serpents of Wisdom and Conversations with the Goddess and the Truth about the Christ Myth, and we'll be back in just a moment. And Mr. Pinkham has a fascinating web page going into the background of the Gnostic Templar movement, which works within the shadows today. Now, of course, those of you who know anything about the Gnostics know that it was at least Christians considered it a heresy during the 2nd century. The Templars weren't organized until 1118 there, of course, at the Temple Square in Jerusalem. And they were a group of knights who had supposedly gone to the Holy Land to actually help the pilgrims who were going to the Holy Land. But actually the Templars were there for an entirely different purpose. They were there to access the hidden secrets of the Middle East. And it was well known that this is where the mystery schools operated. These mystery schools which had been around since the beginning of time. And the Templars there remained until the Saladin defeated the Crusaders, and then the Templars returned to Europe. And during the 1200s, they became the international financiers of Europe, the first international bankers. And they accumulated great wealth. They became the most dominant force in Europe, and they of course lent money to the kings. They lent money to the papacy. And then on Friday, the 13th of October, 1307, a gentleman, Jacques de Molay, was actually arrested and, of course, charged with heresy, and subsequently he was burned at the stake. The Templars then fled. Some of them, it said, fled to Switzerland, where they set up the original banks, but some of them actually fled to Scotland, where actually they established the Templar organizations, which many of them remain there to this very day. And this is really what was so exciting. I was looking forward very much to our interview with Mark Amaro Pinkham, because he spent his life studying the secret knowledge that comes from these organizations. He is totally in sympathy with this, but apparently we're not going to have it, so perhaps we could have some of you call us in. It looks like we're going to have a second hour of open lines. Give us a call at 1-800-259-5791, and we'll be glad to talk to you about these organizations that exist not only in Scotland. They actually exist here in the United States, and here one of the great centers is in Sedona in Arizona. And there, of course, amidst those beautiful red formations of earth and rock are these secret occult organizations, which claims, of course, that they get their power from these mystical organizations. So give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to talk to you, because it's going to be just you and me for this hour again here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we had actually had a specially scheduled guest this afternoon I was really looking forward to talking to. His name is Mark Amaral Pinkham, and he is the head of the Gnostic Templar Organization here in the United States. He has spent many, many years traveling throughout the world studying the occult, and he is, of course, a disciple of the occult. He is actually the leader of the Gnostic Templars here in the United States. He's written a number of books, including The Return of the Serpent of Wisdom, Conversations with the Goddess, The Truth Behind the Christ Myth, and his fourth book, Guardians of the Holy Grail, The Knights Templars, John the Baptist, and The Water of Life. Goes into the whole background of the Holy Grail. And what I would hope to have Mr. Pinkham on, so that you would understand there really are people who have a different worldview. And they interlock with people at the highest levels of our government who worship a different God. And when they talk about Jesus Christ, they're not talking about the Jesus Christ that you and I are talking about. When they talk about God, they're not talking about the God we talk about. There are people, of course, who worship the other God. And until people begin to understand that, it's very difficult to understand what is really going on in the world today. Now, we are going to have open lines because it doesn't look like we're going to have Mr. Pinkham with us. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and it looks like we have Mr. Pinkham coming on the line right now, so I'm really looking forward to that, and I think that we will learn a great deal from a gentleman who's dedicated his whole life to trying to understand what's going on, and I think most people are dedicating their life to trying to understand what's going on, especially at times like this. But of course, it's how we interpret what's going on that makes the difference. Between those of us who hold our belief and people who hold the other belief. And Mr. Pinkham has actually been to Scotland. He, of course, worked at Sedona. He has actually lived in an ashram in India for 7 years. He's had a fascinating background in his efforts to really understand what life is all about and what these mystical spirits of forces are that direct the course of human events. And, of course, his webpage on the Gnostic Templars you'll find fascinating. We advise you to read it, to understand about these various forces that are at work within our society that most people are totally unaware of. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and fortunately we have Mr. Mark Amaral Pinkham on the line with us. Thank you very much for being with us today. Mr. Pinkham, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, thank you so very much for being with us. And you've had a fascinating life, it would appear. You've actually lived for 7 years in an ashram in India.
Actually, it was 7 years living in ashrams, half in India and half in America.
Okay, fine. And then, of course, you've actually taken tours to South America looking for these Andean temples. Did you ever find them?
Well, at one point I helped to lead an expedition to find a monastery. No, we never actually made it to the monastery. We did find this amazing mountain that looked like it was carved into the shape of a man with his arms outstretched, and there was all this energy, this light that was emanating from what would be his heart. We all kind of opened ourselves up to that energy, and we had this kind of heart-opening experiences together, and at that point we realized that that was the experience of this monastery, or the initiation experience of this monastery we were trying to get to, and we realized we didn't need to get to it. But the leader of that expedition actually went back a couple times later on, and he still wasn't able to find it. What we did find out from the natives in the area is that it apparently seems to move between dimensions. Sometimes sometimes it's third dimensional, sometimes it's fourth dimensional. So,
and of course, I think this is what's so difficult for people to understand, that there really are other dimensions out there, aren't there?
Oh, yeah.
We live in one dimension, but there are other dimensions that people can access.
Well, I think people are starting to realize that, because people are seeing things in other dimensions. They're hearing voices. They're seeing ghosts. I mean, I think a lot of people waking up to the fact that, you know, there are other realms and other dimensions, and they're coexisting with ours all the time, yeah.
Well, of course, you mentioned, I've been up on your webpage going through some of the things you talk about, the Gnostic Templars. You talk about the fact that these organizations still exist in Scotland. They have leaders. They tie into the Sinclair family. And would you like to perhaps explain to our listeners what the Gnostic Templars are, what the relationship is to Scotland, and what part the Sinclair family plays in the perpetuation of this this movement, dating back probably to shortly after the time when Jacques de Molay was burned at the stake?
Okay, well, leading up to that time, of course, the Templars were in the Holy Land for a couple hundred years, and according to this tradition, they were initiated into an ancient Gnostic lineage that came through John the Baptist, Jesus, John the Apostle, and then down a lineage of masters named John until the time of our first Grand Master, Hudipayans, and he became John number 68 in that lineage. And this is ancient Gnostic lineage. It's a Gnostic alchemical lineage, you might say, because part of the practices of this lineage are alchemical practices to transform and open a person up so that they can tap into their own inner gnosis. Gnosis simply refers to the pre-existent intuitive wisdom that exists within everyone's heart that we can all tap into, that gives answers to, you know, about every question we could ask. But anyway, after that time, Templars, of course, created preceptories in Europe, and they started practicing a lot of these Gnostic rites that they'd learned in the Middle East. They learned these Gnostic rites through this Gnostic line from John the Apostle, but also from the Sufis, the masters of the Islam tradition.
Well, of course, what were a lot of these? The carryovers of the teachings of the Kabbalah, the ancient mystery religions.
Yeah, they were the Kabbalists, right? Certainly, that was part of the Gnostic teaching.
And that extends back about 600 years before Christ, the Gnostics then coming in.
Right. But actually, this Gnostic lineage we discovered goes back a lot farther than that. It appears as though it came from the East via the Mandaeans. See, the Mandaeans today consider John the Baptist to be one of them, not even a Jew, but a Mandaean. And the Mandaeans themselves say they came from Sri Lanka, and they're the only surviving Gnostic sect from ancient times. They exist in southern Iraq today, and they are the original Gnostics, and they consider John the Baptist to be one of the prophets of their line, and they go back many thousands of years back to Sri Lanka, as I said.
And, of course, are there still extensions of this in India today?
Do what now?
Are there still extensions of these teachings in India today?
Of the Gnostic teachings?
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they're all over India. And we believe that they go back further than India. They go back to the time when India and Sri Lanka was part of a continent that extended across the Pacific. Of course, today there's a lot of names for it. Lemuria, Mu, but there's also Kumari Nadu is a name for it in India. And I've actually seen maps that connect India to Sri Lanka to Australia as part of this continent. And these maps go back to 30,000 B.C. So,
is this in any way related to Atlantis, or is this a
separate... No, this is a continent on the other side of the world.
All right.
And it was actually existed before Atlantis.
All right, fine.
A little bit later.
All right, fine. Well, now, you talk about the current commanders of the IOGT, a branch of the Scottish Knight Templars, and they're headquarters over in Scotland today. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Well, I can tell you how our order came about. When the Templars dispersed in 1307, of course, a lot of them went up into Scotland, and so the Templars continued to exist in different forms as Freemasons, as secret, as members of other secret societies, and as also as members of the Royal Order of Hereditary up in Scotland, and as the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. So the rites and the Gnostic wisdom continued. And then there was a revival of the Knights Templar specifically in the 1800s. And at that point, a man named Alexander Duchar founded the Militi Templi Scotia. And that was the Knights Templar manifestation in Scotland. Right up until recently, it was pure Knights Templar. And then what happened was that a lot of the leading members of that organization drifted apart, and one was Ian Sinclair. And Ian founded the Scottish Knight Templars at that point, which has two divisions. One is a more conservative division, more along the lines of Militi Templi Scotia, and then you have our division, which is more the Gnostic line. And what I've learned since is that the Sinclairs have always been the guardians of the Gnostic wisdom of the Templars, and this is what they've encoded inside of Roslyn Chapel. And you go inside and you see all these different heads and faces and images lying in the wall. Well, those are all kind of Gnostic imagery. And we also know there's a lot that's hidden down into the basement of Roslyn Chapel, and it appears as though there's like a lot of documents, for example, of Gnostic documents that the Templars acquired in the Holy Land.
Well, for our listeners out there, of course, most people have never heard of Roslyn Chapel, but it was very well popularized in Dan Brown's book on the Da Vinci Code. And introducing people, of course, this was simply a fast-moving adventure story. But at least there was an element of truth in that, because, of course, the whole story ends up at Roslyn Chapel, which is a very real structure. It's over in Scotland. It was actually dedicated, as I recall, in 1492, in the very year when Columbus supposedly discovered America, and yet chiseled in the stone there are replicas of corn and other things that obviously meant that they had knowledge of the New World long before Columbus arrived here. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Well, yeah. There's some aloe vera cactus and some corn stalks that are depicted on in the walls, in the molding of Roslyn Chapel that weren't known about in that part of the world when Roslyn Chapel was built, and supposedly they represent the voyage of Prince Henry St. Clair, who went across the ocean, the Atlantic, in the end of like 1398 or so, and discovered Nova Scotia and actually traveled down into Maine and Massachusetts and Rhode Island, and supposedly he brought back the wisdom, the knowledge of those plants, and then they were images of those were placed in Roslyn Chapel.
Well, of course, isn't the whole idea that the Gnostics that have carried forth the secret wisdom of the ancients, down through the ages, and of course it is sort of depicted, at least what was known in 1492, engraved in stone there for anybody who was wise enough to be able to interpret the message there in Roslyn Chapel. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely, I think. And it's the mysteries of the Sinclairs and their history and Prince Henry Sinclair's voyage to the New World, but it's also all the Gnostic secrets and Gnostic wisdom, right, that the Templars have been... I mean, the Templars and Sinclairs have been preserving for many, many years. The Sinclairs were also, you might call them pantheists. They saw God in nature, saw God everywhere, like the common pagans today. And they were lovers of the gypsies. They were patrons of the gypsies. They let the gypsies live next to them every summer. And so a lot of that rubbed off on them.
Yeah, but of course, man has always been trying to understand really what's going on. There's always been a feeling that there was a hidden wisdom or hidden knowledge here, and wasn't this really what attracted people to the Templars and the Gnostics? And hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Mark Amaro.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
This idea of alchemy, and of course most people have a totally distorted idea of this because there are always two meanings to everything. The one that the common people hold, and alchemy, of course we were taught in school, was conversion of dross into gold. But of course, the true alchemists, those who understand the secrets, realize that of course it has nothing to do with dross or gold. It has to do with the transformation of the individual. And, of course, so that he can find the God within. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely, yeah. As I mentioned, the original alchemical traditions, I would say, came from China and India, Egypt. And if you study those ancient traditions, you find little to no references of transmuting a base metal into gold. What you find is alchemy referred to as the transmutation of a person into a divine being, purifying them with the fire, through the fire of transformation, which for them is an inner fire that is ignited by awakening a pre-existent energy at the base of the spine called Kundalini in India and called the Holy Spirit in other traditions. But it's that fire that the true alchemists seek to awaken, and once it's awakened, it does all the transformation, all the transmutation that needs to occur to transform a human into a divine being.
And of course, this is one of the purposes of Kundalini Yoga, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, to awaken that energy, to move it through the body. And that's really how I get my start on the spiritual path, is being involved with a spiritual tradition where the teacher of that tradition transmit a particle of his Kundalini power into a disciple, and thereby awakening their Kundalini and starting them on the path that will ultimately culminate in their enlightenment. And the benefit of getting the Kundalini awakened that way is the teacher, the guru, can then control the Kundalini as it moves through the body, because it can become very fiery and become very uncomfortable to a disciple. And so guru can control that movement.
And of course, one of the more interesting things, they're even teaching Kundalini yoga within the Christian churches today. Do you see already that Christianity is beginning to change and to merge more with the teachings of the ancient Gnostics and Templars?
Do I think that they were connected with the Gnostics?
No, I mean, do you see that this happening today, as we, for instance, notice that many of the sects of Christianity are getting into contemplative prayer?
Are
getting into the, in fact, there's some of the churches where they're actually teaching Kundalini yoga in the churches as a form of exercise, but
right.
It really serves the purpose of unwinding the serpent power, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I think that's probably more the progressive type churches, Unity or whatever. But, even some of the more fundamentalist churches, like the Pentecostal churches, even though they don't talk about it, when they receive the Holy Spirit, and they start shaking and speaking in tongues and so forth and so on, what they are doing is awakening that energy, and those manifestations of speaking in tongues and so forth. Although that's traditional manifestation of an awakened Kundalini energy, So whether they refer to it as that or not, that is what they're doing.
I'm sure that it is, and I think that the most people really do not understand the other dimension, since they don't even recognize the other dimension. They live only in this one dimension. Until they recognize it, they can't understand so many of the manifestations we see today. Now, my understanding is that just as certainly in Europe, why the centers for so much of what goes on would be there in the Roslyn Chapel in Scotland, and certainly other key centers. Why? What about Sedona? Where does Sedona fit into what's going on here in the New World? And I'm talking about Sedona in Arizona for our listeners, because this really is a spiritual center here at the United States, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's been considered a sacred spiritual center for thousands of years, virtually, by the Native Americans that have been living in this area. But those that have been able to measure the energy have found that there's many vortexes here, very powerful vortexes, and they found that the red rock formations that are sitting over these vortexes are moving and amplifying that energy. So if you walk on the red rock or lay down on the red rock, you become totally immersed in that energy, and that energy can have the effect of actually expanding your consciousness. It can work like the Kundalini energy, if you will, and open you up to your own inner gnosis, which is why. This is why we have our main North America center here in Sedona. We believe this is the land of Gnosis, where people can really contact that wisdom within.
All right, fine. Will you hang on there? We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is Mark Lambert Pinkham. And, of course, he has spent his life trying to study and understand the other dimension, and, of course, how we can, of course, tap into that other dimension. And there certainly is power that is available to those who are able to accomplish this. Do you know anything at all about the Georgia Guidestones? It's a place back in Elberton, Georgia, where they've erected a number of these large granite stones with a capstone. Sometimes it's called the American Stonehenge. Are you acquainted at all with that?
The American Stone?
The American Stonehenge.
The American Stonehenge.
They're in Elberton, Georgia, called the Georgia Guidestones. Are you aware of that at all?
I think I've heard of it. Is that a natural, natural rocks, or is it made out of concrete? Or?
No, they're basically granite. They were put up by back about 1980, and they contain a sort of a message. It was put up, in fact, the man who put the money up was called himself R.C. Christian. He told people he represented a secret group, but he never told what the secret group was, nor did he ever reveal his true name. And so it's there in Elberton, Georgia. This is sort of everybody feels a little ill at ease. They don't quite know what the Georgia Guidestones represent. But you're not really acquainted with that at all.
No, but I think that if it's built over a Native American holy spot or a pre-existent vortex, certainly it's going to have good power. But I know that people around the country, a number of places they've tried to recreate Stonehenge, like near the Columbia River up in Washington. There is a Stonehenge there that's made out of concrete and rebar. But it certainly does not have any energy like the Stonehenge in England. In fact, the energy is very distorted, and people, rather than having good experiences of other dimensions, can have kind of, horrifying ones. So it's rather important the kind of stone you use and how you place it and if it's natural stone.
Well, because certainly, this goes back to so many of the great architectural marvels of the past, like the Great Pyramids. And for instance, do the ley lines, people talk about ley lines, do these play a part in this? This is something real, or is this something imagined?
No, the ley lines are truth. I mean, the great philosophers like Socrates even talk about the ley line configurations, and Plato came up with his five Platonic solids. And if you superimpose each one of those solids around the earth, you could take a little rubber ball.
Hold on, though. We'll be back here in just a moment as we bring us in. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Mark Amaro Pinkham, and of course, he's sharing his knowledge. He's been studying this for how long have you been studying it, Mark?
About 30 years or so.
Okay, and of course, I was asking him about ley lines. Ley lines are energy lines on the earth, and of course, very often these temples of specific. Even cities will be built on ley lines because these are sources of this hidden energy. Would you mind repeating what you said about Socrates and Plato?
Yeah, I was saying that the ancient philosophers used to refer to the ley lines and how they covered the planet. Even these very very ancient minds were familiar with this idea. What they were saying is that if you took a rubber ball and you called that the Earth and you took five Platonic, what they call Platonic solids, like the tetrahedron, icosahedron, dodecahedron, square. You were to superimpose all of those over this rubber ball, and then you were to connect all the corners of these solids together. Then basically, you would have the world grid exactly the way it is, and those corners would be the major ley lines that cross the planet. Well, we believe that they really exist because dowsers can tap into the energy of these ley lines, just like they'll have the same effect as if they find water. When they find a ley line, that their dowsing rod will just jump up and down, the same kind of effect. But also the ley lines were first recognized in China and United Kingdom by people that they could see that these paths through the countryside, these long lines, just kind of cut through everything, and they'd been there for hundreds and thousands of years, and And invariably what they found is that these ley lines would lead to temples or churches or sacred areas. And it was these long pathways that connected all these places together, these sacred places. And so the more they investigated these lines, they realized that these were energy lines, and they could tap into the energy of them, and they united all these sacred locations together.
And of course, isn't the Stonehenge in England on one of these ley lines?
Yes, absolutely. It does connect up to the there's a St. Michael line that runs all the way from Cornwall all the way up into I believe Scotland, and so many of the UK, United Kingdom sacred areas, you know, Glastonbury and Avebury are connected to that major ley line.
Well, of course, we get down to Egypt, of course, the great one of the few wonders of the world that is still available to the original seven wonders is the Great Pyramid there at Giza. And many people honestly have been believe that this was a burial place for the pharaoh. Was it a burial place for the pharaoh, or was this really a place of worship for those who were deeply involved in the mystical religions?
Well, I've been to Egypt a few times, and I've had some good guides, and what they've told me is that they've archaeologists never actually found a mummy in any of the pyramids there.
Right.
That being the case, it appears as though the pyramids were used for something else. And of course, there's been a lot of theories, but according to the ancient mystery school tradition, the Great Pyramid was used as an initiation chamber, specifically the king's chamber, and the initiate would lie down into the sarcophagus, which was made of a special kind of a quartz, like a pink quartz, I guess, and it has a kind of special vibratory frequency associated with it that will that frequency itself will open up an initiate and give them an experience. The idea is that sarcophagus would give someone the experience of astral travel. They would be in their spiritual body, and they would travel out of that chamber and into the universe. And that experience would prove to them that there was a part of them that was immortal, that never died. And when they came back to the physical body, that was the experience they took away with them. Well, the first time I laid down in the sarcophagus, it was just like the bottom of it fell out, like the bottom of an airplane if it's dropping a bomb, right? Except I was the bomb, right? And then here I was flying through the universe. And I guess this body of the Ba, this spiritual body, this immortal body. And then when I came back into my physical body, of course, I was a changed person because of it. And I've seen a lot of people go through amazing experiences within that sarcophagus.
Yeah, of course, what you're really talking about is astral travel, aren't you? Would this be a form of astral travel you're speaking of now?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it was, yeah.
An out-of-body experience.
Uh-huh.
And now, of course, is this a movement that you're affiliated with, is this growing and having more and more of an influence on our society today, do you believe?
Well, I think it will in time, because we represent the lineage directly from Jesus. We believe there was two lineages created from Jesus. There was the St. Peter line that became the Catholic line, of course, but there was also the St. John and Mary Magdalene line that became the Gnostic line. This is the line of the Templars and all the secret societies and mystery schools.
We believe that
when the St. Peter line starts to, you know, dissolve, fall apart, then people are going to be looking for other traditions that they can still stay connected to Jesus, but it won't be the same Catholic line. And we'll be there saying, hey, look, you know, Jesus created two lines. It wasn't the St. Peter line was just one, but there's also the St. John line. So you might consider becoming part of us and still staying connected to Jesus that way.
I see. Now, when you refer to Jesus, you're referring to Jesus Christ. You're referring to the position of Christ rather than the Jesus Christ that the tradition traditionally worships.
Well, we have Jesus Christ in our tradition, however, we look upon him in a different way.
Well, could you explain for our listeners how he is different than the Jesus Christ that the Christian believes in?
Well, in our tradition, we believe that there were many masters in this long Gnostic line that came from the East, and one was John the Apostle, one was Jesus Christ, one was John the Apostle and John the Baptist, Mary Magdalene. They were all masters of this lineage of Gnostic masters, and they were all sons and daughters of God. They were all enlightened masters. We don't see one as particularly greater than the other. In fact, we give great respect to John the Baptist, particularly because we see him as the teacher and guru of Jesus, and we see him also as the founder of the Gnostic tradition in the West. So, in a lot of ways, we give him, you know, even more respect than we do Jesus. And the Mandeans see John the Baptist as being one of their prophets and one of their Nasiri, their enlightened masters, but they also see Jesus as part of their tradition too. Jesus was a Nasiri, an enlightened master of the Mandeans, but he wasn't a prophet because he broke all the rules. One thing you never do is baptize somebody in stagnant water. You know, that's totally unheard of, and it's basically a sacrilege, you know. And so in a lot of ways, in the Gnostic traditions, John is given of even a higher seat than Jesus is. That's how we see it.
Of course, John, of course, was a Baptist. He was doing, he was baptizing people. In fact, he himself baptized Jesus according to tradition.
Well, that's right, yeah. And we believe that when Jesus was being baptized and there was thunder and the Holy Spirit dove came down, we believe that that's when there was a transmission of this spiritual power from John the Baptist to Jesus. This was the spiritual power that was handed down in this lineage from master to disciple.
Now, do you believe then in what the Bible says? Do you believe that the Bible is accurate, or do you believe that that simply it just should have a different interpretation?
Well, I think that there was a lot more. There were a lot more Gospels than the four Synoptic Gospels, and we found a lot of them down in Nag Hammadi in Egypt, and they were also Coptic Gospels that have been floating around forever, and the Gospel of Judas and so forth and so on, and the Apocryphal, all these Apocryphal texts that were expunged out of the Bible at the Council of Nicaea. And so I think that there's a lot more to Christianity than what's in the Bible. I mean, the message is a lot deeper. There's a lot more esoteric wisdom there. There's a lot more Gnostic wisdom there. To say that that Jesus' teachings are just completely encapsulated within the Synoptic Gnostics, I think we know now that that's not true, you know, because his teachings are all through all these other texts as well. And so if you really want to walk the path of Christianity, I think you need to reunite them, recombine them back together again.
And so your belief is that certainly there is a hidden wisdom there that man has been searching for many years. And once they understand the hidden wisdom, then they'll begin to understand the truth and how to, of course, change the world.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. And what the Gnostic Gospels talk about is going inside. The kingdom of heaven exists within. That's in, of course, even the Synoptic Gospels, kingdom of heaven within. But that is a traditional Gnostic saying or Gnostic understanding. And I've talked to a lot of fundamentalist Christians saying, well, what does that mean to you? And they can't really explain it. And what it means is that the kingdom of heaven, the God, basically, who exists in heaven, and the knowledge and the wisdom of heaven, it's right within all of us, within our own hearts. We can tap into that. We can tap into the wisdom of heaven. We can have the experience of heaven on earth if we can tap into that. And heaven isn't someplace else. It's right here in our own hearts. If we open up our hearts, we can experience heaven right here.
All right, fine. Well, now, where do you think this is ending up? Do you foresee, certainly as many of the Christians are concerned, that we are moving towards a world government, a more authoritarian world society, moving away from individual freedom and traditional Christian teachings towards a more or less a universal brotherhood and a one-world religion? Is this something that the Gnostics look forward to?
Well, yeah, I think it certainly is. It's not exactly what the Gnostics wanted. Some of the first secret societies that tried to create this was, like, for example, the Illuminati. And what they wanted, a total free society, but it would have been a society of total anarchism, total anarchy. They didn't want any kind of authority over any human at all, and they wanted to destroy every kind of institution that ever existed. Well, we all know that the world couldn't work like that. But what happened was that in the course of trying to create that total free society, the Illuminati actually had to borrow a lot of money from the world bankers and in order to fund their revolutions. And the upshot of that is that that put the world bankers in a position of control, which they've been in ever since. So in the end, what you have is a very small group of people that are basically ruling the whole entire planet, and they are certainly trying to create this one world that they will be the leaders of, is what it appears right now. So it didn't exactly work out exactly the way the Illuminati wanted. They wanted a total free society where people could contact that gnosis anytime they wanted to, and they did. They weren't forced to believe a certain way or a certain doctrine and be, you know, to be tortured if they didn't believe it.
All right, fine. Well, do you foresee a relatively near future that we'll be moving towards this world government? Do you think this is something in the distant future? Or do you think that perhaps the international financiers that you refer to will be defeated? Or do you have any idea really where we as a world or society are headed?
Well, I think that we're definitely headed toward the one world society. I mean, you can see it. I mean, the Western society is infiltrating the world. I mean, no matter where you travel, that's it. You know, we are the focus, and you know, the world is becoming Westernized, and our ideologies and our philosophies are infiltrating the world. Our way of living is infiltrating the world. As to the world government, I think there's definitely going to be one. But I think the prophecies is that eventually the leaders of that world government are going to be more of a spiritual nature, and they're going to be ruling more from philosophical, spiritual place within themselves. I think that what we're trying to do in our organization is create a one world spirituality. But in the process, what we want to do is revert spirituality to its essence, to its beginning, which we believe is the path of Gnosis. It's all about going inside and finding that truth within. We think that was the original spirituality, and when it spread around the world, then it became very clouded over with dogma, the way it is today. And what we want to do is take it back to its earliest roots.
Well, no, there's some of the people who are, of course, been studying this for a long period of time, I foresee a cataclysmic conflict, a cataclysmic war coming that will, of course, change the world forever. In your studies, do you see this coming? Do you see the war, say, between the Jews and Christians and Muslims that's going to have disastrous effects and lead to this different world?
It's difficult to say. But, I mean, I've been hearing these kind of predictions for many, many years now, and every year you hear that, you know, next year is going to be the one when all these things supposedly happen, and it never seems to happen. So it's really hard to say. Maybe we'll be able to offset that or at least minimize the effect of it through prayer and through movements, through banding together to create these grassroots sort of movements where we can create some very positive energy and in that way maybe avert some of these potential disasters. But I think the world has to go through a purification process, and in the process of that, I think there is going to be some earth cataclysms and volcanoes and earthquakes and so forth and so on. As far as the wars go, my hope is that we can, you know, avert another third world war. You know, but it's still very difficult to say. I think that we, rather than all of us waiting around to see what's going to happen, I think we should do the best that we can to pray and band together to avert such a disaster.
Well, now, of course, you mentioned, of course, that there were certain people who were sort of looked upon as leaders of what's going on. Sanat Kumara, certainly John the Baptist. Do you foresee a world leader arising sometime in the near future?
Well, it's possible. I mean, according to many traditions in the East, there's always been a king of the world, but he's been ruling from another dimension, the fourth dimension.
In other words, the king of the world really comes from the fourth dimension.
That's right, yeah. And it's possible that as more and more of us rise up to his dimension, we'll become aware of him. And the prophecy is that he'll once again, in ancient times, he was the great king of righteousness, Melchizedek, and when the new age comes, once again, he'll become that great righteous king and rule the world again from his Christed self.
And of course, are people then able to, of course, access then the third and then the fourth dimensions? I mean, this is really what alchemy is all about, isn't it? Be able to pierce these other dimensions?
That's right, yeah. Well, that's what we try to do in our organization, is give people a glimpse of the fourth dimension and ultimately get them completely established in that dimension. And certainly when you come here to Sedona, it's very common to have that experience of seeing the other dimension because the veils between the dimensions are very, very thin. There are certain vortexes around the planet
that can give you that experience. Hold that for just a moment. Well, our guest has been Mark Pingham. We have just about three more minutes to go. Would you like to get your website out?
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
People who have a different worldview. They believe that there is another dimension. They believe, of course, that you can go into yourself and you can find truth, that you have the potential to be God. And that is, of course, the message that came, well, it was whispered beneath the branches of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. You can be as God, and you can never die. And these are the two basic precepts of many of the Oriental religions. And the difficulty is that the people who've rejected Christianity, and we have problems in Christianity today, Christianity has been infiltrated by people who would destroy our belief in the simple teachings of the gospel. And I happen to believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is true. I believe in the infallibility of scriptures, but there are people who challenge that. There have always been the Gnostic heresies and the Templars and the Rosicrucians, and there are literally thousands of organizations today made up of very sincere people who are really trying to bring people into a mystical experience. And we're seeing this increasingly in the Christian church today. Oh, you've got to experience it. You've got to have this supernatural experience. No, you don't have to have a supernatural experience. The gospel, as written, is sufficient. Well, we do hope that many of you will want to get my talk on Forbidden Secret, because we cover much of what we cover today in that talk. Forbidden Secret. It's been, the secret has been passed down through the ages, and if you'd like to get a copy of the talk today, it fits directly into my talk on Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting the Riddles in Stone. And, of course, this is Chris Pinto's latest video, and it will show you about the secret architecture of our nation's capital that has many of the same emblems that you'll find at Rosslyn Chapel. And if you'd like to get pictures of Rosslyn Chapel, of course, that's in Chris's first video, and he actually went to this Templar church over in Scotland, and, of course, he explains what the Rosslyn Chapel is really all about. And, of course, this is the center of the Gnostic Templars. Built in 1492, it is a place where the Templars worshipped at that time, and of course where they worship today. And much of the centers of the Templar movement throughout the world is centered at Rosslyn Chapel today. And you'll find that in the first video, or I should say DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. So what you really need is The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and then my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And then perhaps some of the material that the Constance Cumbie puts out, and you'll know more about this than most professors and most professors of theology. You must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. There are people who have a different world view. And what people do not understand is this is what energizes these people of great wealth. Why do you think they have such great wealth? Literally hundreds of millions of dollars or billions of dollars at their disposal? Because they've tapped into the other dimension. You need to understand it's there. You do not, under any circumstances, want to tap into it yourself, because you risk your eternal damnation and the loss of your eternal soul. But Radio Liberty is here trying to teach people we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I think the talk we've heard today is one of the most important interviews we've done. It will give you a good overview of what it is. I hope many of you will want to get the talk and then get the other material, and then it'll all begin to fit together. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our vision and protection. And remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. An Iraqi prosecutor says Saddam Hussein's cousin and four other ex-officials deserve to die for crimes against humanity because of a 1980s crackdown on Kurds, but he's asking that a sixth defendant be released. Saddam's cousin, also known as Chemical Ali, is on trial for allegedly ordering poison gas attacks against the Kurds. Ali Hassan al-Majid has acknowledged in court that he gave orders to destroy scores of villages. The media watchdog group Accuracy in Media today announced its strong opposition to Buckeye Cable System's decision to carry Al Jazeera English. The channel is a subsidiary of Al Jazeera.